Hello.
Hi, John. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
How's it going?
Oh, I'm doing good too. Thank you for asking. I was actually following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
You know what? Can I just cancel the policy then?
Not with a past due balance. So in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 5th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. But how
Okay.
come you're wanting to cancel?
I'm not getting any calls from this, so
Okay, let
it's
me
not
take
really
a
working out.
look. One thing you could do if your intention is just to cancel is that your $299 balance includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. You wouldn't need that extra batch of ads if your intention is to cancel, right? So I could at least take those off, and that would lower the past due amount to just $199. And then once that settles, we can cancel the account. Or you may want to keep it going at the $199 where you get, all of the bells and whistles, just not the Facebook ads. Because I'm on your dashboard and it is showing some, pretty solid results as far as Google's concerned.
I mean, I haven't gotten one call. Not one
Let's
call from
see
Google.
here. It's showing here that, let me just open this up and look at the results. It's saying that in the time that you've been with us, your company was found on the first page of Google 1,585 times, and you've had 84 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
I have, again, I appreciate what you're doing and everything like that, but it's really not working out. I haven't really gotten, I talked to each of my customers. 90% of them are from word of mouth, and then the other 10% is from contractors that I've worked with. It's just I'm built into their job. So I'm getting nothing from you guys at all. Not one call from Google at all.
I see. Okay. So I see on the dashboard, in the leads section that there's 18 leads on your dashboard. And sometimes when people fill out the form on your site, it's just a last resort. Most people, when they see you on the first page, they'll contact you. But one of the most recent ones was David Stagliano, 224 Oakdale, Bohemia Road, looking to get outdoor outlet fixed in our paddock. And then there was
Yeah,
Richard
but
Coyne, 516-66.
that's not from Google though. David Stagliano is from Thumbtack, and I've had him previously. He's a previous customer, so
So
he's not
somehow or
from. He
another, he
left.
contacted you through the website that we have on Google. So it could be that he used you before through Thumbtack, and maybe he lost your information, so he just Googled it or something, and wrote the form through the website, that we provided. But yeah, so and or it could be, if it was a new client, sometimes I'll see where someone will say, oh, I didn't, that wasn't a lead through Google, it was through Thumbtack. But what happens is, after they went out and bid on the job, the client did a little bit of due diligence on them, when they saw that there was a lot of nice things being posted about them and that they had a credible website like you do, it kind of solidified them in getting that job. Have you seen the website that we built for you?
Yes.
Yeah, eamelectric.net. Let me
Dot
take
net.
a
Yep.
look. Yeah, so what I would
I'm
suggest,
gonna be honest. I'm gonna cancel it, and that's all right.
Yeah, because if you just let it sit on December 5th, that $299 is going to reoccur another charge, and it'll be $598, and it will continue to do so until this settles. So do you want me to just collect that final $199 and cancel it right now? That way you don't have to worry
yes.
about any further charges? Okay. So
please.
Yeah, and I'm sorry it didn't work out for you. I mean, I see some good results, but I respect it if, you know, you're thinking that they're not coming from Google. So let me just take off those Facebook ads so that I can adjust the invoice. Okay, and so for that final payment, would the new card also be under the same billing address on 3 Windhaven Lane?
Yes.
Okay, so then I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
It's 4207-6703-3732-1619.
Okay. 1619. Okay, expiration?
09/30.
9/30. And then the code?
162.
162. Okay. So let me get your authorization and then I can process the cancellation and you will be good to go. You'll get an email too saying that it's been canceled so you don't have to worry about any further charges. Okay, good. I got the green light on the payment. Now, one option that you have now that we're canceling this is you can cancel the program and keep your website and just pay $49 a month for the hosting of the site.
No, thank you.
No, okay. All right, so I'll process the cancellation, and I'm sorry it didn't work out, John, but have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
No problem, you too.
All right, thanks. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.